Good afternoon. Thank you very much. This project is the result of joint effort among these individuals and was initially begun by Sam Frederick, the junior author here, who has since graduated. Heat and drought tolerance is a topic of interest right now for many reasons, including climate change and dwindling water resources. These are very difficult traits to evaluate directly. Therefore, indirect methods are needed to evaluate large numbers of genotypes. An indirect method that we are pursuing as a possibility is the evaluation of chlorophyll fluorescence. Our main objectives were to evaluate the land race collection, or the TX accessions, of the USDA cotton germplasm collection for their chlorophyll fluorescence values after heat stress. We then wanted to use this information to determine the association between these chlorophyll fluorescence values and their tolerance to heat and drought during vegetative growth. Measuring chlorophyll fluorescence gives us a way to evaluate the efficiency of a plant's photosynthesis before and after exposure to stress. A chlorophyll fluorometer is used and exposes a leaf to a defined and constant wavelength of light. This light is then re-emitted by the leaf at a longer wavelength, which is what is detected and measured by the fluorometer. What we are looking at is a ratio of variable fluorescence, indicated by this line, to the maximum fluorescence, which is indicated by this line. This ratio gives us a quantifiable value to evaluate the efficiency of photosynthesis in a plant before, during, and after heat stress. High values, around 0.7, indicate efficient photosynthesis, while lower values indicate damage to photosystem 2, and therefore less efficient photosynthesis occurring in the plant after heat stress. 1,763 of the TX accessions were evaluated in the initial or primary screenings, along with 30 replications of Delta Pine 90, which was our control group. Chlorophyll fluorescence was taken from leaf samples after 30 and 60 minute intervals at each temperature. This large group was then narrowed down to a group of approximately 240 samples based on their values after 60 minutes at 55 degrees Celsius. This group then underwent a secondary screening to further narrow the sample size. This secondary screening resulted in 44 accessions that we called the elite lines and were selected based on their chlorophyll fluorescence values at 55 degrees Celsius being one standard deviation above the mean in both the primary and secondary screenings. These 44 then underwent a whole plant screening in order to evaluate their performance in heat and drought conditions, specifically in comparison to Delta Pine 90. After being grown in a greenhouse, these plants were then moved into a growth chamber and were allowed to equilibrate for 3 days under ambient conditions. We then turned up the heat to 45 degrees Celsius and stopped watering them to begin the treatment. In order to evaluate not only the performance of the Elite 44, but also the validity of chlorophyll fluorescence measurements as a pre-screening method for heat and drought tolerance, 10 accessions that had already been eliminated during the initial screenings were randomly selected and included in the whole plant screening. The overall appearance of these 10, as well as the Elite 44, were evaluated by comparing them to Delta Pine 90 throughout the treatment. This chart goes back to the results from the primary screening of the entire group of 1,763 accessions. The compiled data indicates that the mean chlorophyll fluorescence values drop significantly down to 0.067 after 60 minutes at 55 degrees Celsius, which is relatively close to the mean value from Delta Pine 90, which was 0.055. In contrast to this, this chart contains the results from the secondary screening of just the Elite 44. The mean chlorophyll fluorescence value of these, at 0.218, is much higher than that of the original group, which again was 0.067, and is also much larger than 0.055, which is the mean value for Delta Pine 90. TX2288 is one of the Elite 44 that clearly outperformed the Delta Pi 90, and these photos support this finding by comparing TX2288 and Delta Pi 90 on days 2 and 3 of the treatment. This photo from day 4, which was the last day of the treatment, gives us a side-by-side comparison of TX2288 and Delta Pi 90. Based on the chlorophyll fluorescence values alone, 44 of the land race or TX accession stood out as the elite lines. However, the whole plant screening of these resulted in only a portion of them that outperformed Delta Pi 90. But the important thing to note is that none of the 10 random accessions screened were able to outperform Delta Pi 90. Only ones that had been selected based on their chlorophyll fluorescence values were able to do this. Based on these results, chlorophyll fluorescence screening seems to be a valid pre-screening method for higher tolerance to heat and drought. However, it still needs to be part of a multi-step procedure that includes a whole plant analysis. In order to look at the heritability of heat and drought tolerance, we have already begun working with crosses of a few of the Elite 44 with Delta Pi 90 and are currently harvesting F2 populations of these after waiting a very long time for them to flower. In addition to this, a molecular analysis is underway. We have isolated and are currently analyzing mRNA sequences from plants before and during and after heat stress in hopes of identifying some of the differentially expressed genes. Any questions? Yes.
What's the correlation between fluorescence reading and chlorophyll content?
Ooh, that's a good question. And I do not know that. I would think it would, they probably have some correlation, but since it's an efficiency, I'm really not sure. That's a good question, though. I'm probably going to look into that now. Anything else? Yes. They were, at the beginning anyway, they all started out being usually between 0.65 and below 0.8, which is right around 0.7. But that, you know, changed a lot after the stress was induced. Anybody else? Okay, thank you so much.